We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning now. 7:46 here on a Monday. Three big things.
Three.
President Trump will tour damage from Hurricane Michael today. Death toll stands at 18.
Two.
New director looks to grow the Kansas State Fair. Robin Jennison wants to overcome any challenges.
One.
National Weather Service reports 7/10 of an inch of snow, the earliest measurable snowfall in Wichita history. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And we take a look at traffic here on the Monday morning commute. We do have a traffic accident in East Wichita in the eastbound lanes of Kellogg at Rock Road on the left shoulder. And police have been called to that scene to check that out. We also had a traffic tracker tell us about a traffic accident in East Wichita on First Street at the canal route, tying up traffic a little bit on First. Traffic update brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. It's located downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com. It's the home of the $34.95 oil change, Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire.
Partly cloudy with a high of 48 degrees today. Clear with widespread frost tonight, the overnight low 31. Unhook those garden hoses. Mostly sunny Tuesday with a high of 62. Now a partly cloudy sky, we've got a north wind at 12 miles per hour. And 32 degrees, freezing right now. Hatman Jack's new fall line of hats has arrived. Fresh new looks for everyone. Let Hatman Jack's put you in the perfect hat. At the clock tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's, 601 West Douglas. 7:48 now, Steve and Ted. The U.S. consumer spending edged up a slight 0.1% in September, a disappointing performance in which rebounding auto sales was offset by weakness in other areas. Commerce Department said today that the scant gain in September followed an equally meager 0.1% increase in August. It was the weakest two-month performance since the start of the year and was well below what economists' projections of a solid 0.6% rise in sales. So, consumer spending not going up too rapidly right now. Of course, we've got Halloween, Thanksgiving, the holidays coming up. That should boost that a little bit. Stocks rebounded Friday, ending the last day of the trading week in the green.
Markets closed higher for the first day in three. The Dow by 287 points, S&P 539 points, the NASDAQ by 168 points. The markets did close off their session highs, but most traders say they'll take it. All 10 industry groups closed up on the session, but even with Friday's gains, it was still the worst week since March 7 months ago. Tech, a big gainer on Friday, the heaviest weight on the S&P 500 by market cap. Stocks that had been beaten down all week, such as Apple, Amazon, Alphabet, Google, and Netflix, all closed higher. Financials were mixed after four banks reported earnings. Of the four that did, JP Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, and PNC Financial. Deirdre Bolton from the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. Fox News.
7:50 now, Steve and Ted. Ted, what do you got for me this morning?
Yeah, I just saw a weather note from the National Weather Service on Twitter. 31 degrees this morning at Wichita's Eisenhower Airport is a new record low for October 15th.
Yep.
Breaks the old record of 33 set back in 1974.
Some strange weather going on today. 7:50 now with Steve and Ted. And just wanted to mention a couple of things real quick, and that is the we had the story a while ago about the Burger King being the fastest drive-thru, at least in a very informal little sampling there. Drive-thrus. I don't personally don't care for drive-thrus, but I know they're a necessary evil. A lot of people think that's the best way to pick up any kind of food. And you heard our report about the Boot Hill expansion. Just a quick personal note there. I lived in Boot Hill as a youngster. My family lived in Dodge City, not in Boot Hill, but we lived in Dodge City for about 6 months. And I was a young kid. I got on my bike on Saturdays, and more than once I rode the 7 or 8, 9 blocks, what it was, from our house in North Dodge City down to the Front Street Museum. Mm-hmm. And I was a kid, I was just fascinated. That's where I kind of got hooked on Western lore and, you know, Wyatt Earp, Bat Masterson, and all those guys. So it's a fascinating place. I haven't been out there. Gosh, how long has it been since Shelley and I rolled through Dodge and Front Street? Been a long time. Going to have to make it out there again. And they're expanding it. They're going to make a lot of expansion to the museum. All right, it's 7:51 now with Steve and Ted. And saying goodbye to a local sports landmark, editor Bill Roy with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, you heard the mayor talk about it a little while ago. Lawrence Dumont Stadium. Hundreds went to the stadium Saturday to watch a couple of exhibition softball games, buy some souvenirs like chairs, and to take one last look around. Wichita's going to tear down the stadium later this year to make way for that new stadium and a new team, the AAA baseball team now playing in New Orleans. Now, Wichita car dealers entered it into agreement with the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office. Rodriguez Auto Sales at 2859 South Broadway failed to disclose safety recalls, didn't honor implied warranties, failed to disclose important information during a transaction, and used an unlicensed salesperson. The owner is going to have to pay $17,500 in civil penalties, restitution, court costs, and fees. And seven of the Wichita companies made the Inc. 5000 list of the fastest-growing privately held companies. The list includes All Things Barbecue, Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, Cindio Outsourcing, and Elite Staffing Solutions. The companies are ranked by three-year revenue growth, entire list on the WBJ website. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Well, what did you think when you woke up this morning and there was a little white powder out there on you?
Yeah, I saw it last night. I actually cleaned off my truck, and my daughter and her husband were there, so I cleaned off their vehicle, too. Really wet snow.
Yeah, it's kind of mushy. This morning, all I needed was the windshield wipers to take care of mine. So, it's
not bad.
Kind of slushy. Now, yeah, it's just it's a nice little novelty, you know, to have a little snow before Thanksgiving, right?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, that was like snow cone snow.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Mushy. And a little cherry syrup.
Today is National Clean Your Virtual Desktop Day. I presume that means a desktop on your computer.
Right.
And you look at people's computers and how much they crowd on there, and I probably ought to go in there in my office and clean mine out a little bit. I've got stuff on there, you know, like wedding pictures from your wedding when you and Gretchen got married years ago, things like that I've hung on to. How are you?
I'll tell you, your computer will work a lot faster if you clean off your desktop, that's for sure.
Is that true? Because I've heard that from our engineers here. If you clean it up a little bit, that it'll go faster. Well, I'm just going to have
to. It's just always churning in that memory there, that RAM memory.
Yeah. So. When your computer's not moving fast enough, do you sit there and with the mouse like that
and stomp and kind of hit it a couple of times?
Yeah.
And
we at Intercom like to swear out loud. Do you think that works?
I've never done that here in my office.
Oh, no. Well, it is your virtual desktop's clean-off day. All right.
Yep.
Hey, by the way, congratulations. Wildcats had a pretty good victory over Oklahoma
State.
Yeah,
they looked pretty good in the second half anyway.
How about that? That's for sure.
Yeah.
So congratulations to all the Wildcats, the K-State fans out there. Way to go.
Go Cats.
All right. 7:55 now. Steve and Ted, stay with us for the 8 o'clock hour this morning. We'll have the latest on that early snow for South Central Kansas. Ted Woodward has sports as always, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll take a look at that high-scoring affair between the Chiefs and the Patriots last night in football action.
And entertainment news, we call it the Blur.
Yeah, we got a good movie anniversary, some birthdays, entertainment news in the Blur at 8:35 this morning.
And of course, traffic and weather all coming up in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted right here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.